USA Radio News.
Senator Joe Manchin announced he will support a package that includes major investments in drug pricing as well as provisions to address climate change and taxes on the wealthy. This comes after months of negotiation between Manchin and State Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. The two said the text of the deal has been submitted to the state parliament and the full Senate will consider it next week. According to a one-page summary, the bill will include $739 billion in new revenue through a 15% corporate minimum tax, prescription drug savings, added IRS enforcement, and it will limit the so-called carried interest tax break. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
New York is slowly but surely going towards becoming the first U.S. city to charge motorists an extra fee for entering its most congested areas. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority said a long-delayed environmental assessment should be released by federal regulators next month to be followed by a public hearing. Charter is paying up.
Charter Communications is being ordered to pay over $7 billion to the family of a North Texas woman who was killed by a company worker. The jury found the company liable last month, saying the company properly failed to screen Roy Holden Jr. when they hired him. Holden was given life in prison after admitting to murdering and robbing Betty Thomas while in his charter uniform in 2019. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Any person serving a felony sentence in North Carolina outside of jail can now register to vote. This is a change which will impact more than 56,000 people. The decision, which was announced by the State Board of Elections, follows an appeals court ruling overturning a 1973 law that prohibited convicted felons from registering to vote while on probation or post-release supervision. Authorities have found more human remains in Lake Mead.
We know a little bit more about the latest set of skeletal remains discovered at Lake Mead at the south end of Nevada, where it meets Arizona. The Clark County Coroner's Office in Nevada says the remains found Monday near Boulder Beach are partial. The person has not been identified and the cause of death is not clear. This is the third time human bones have been discovered at Lake Mead since May 1st, as the water level continues to fall past historic lows. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tony Dow, best known for playing Wally Cleaver on the iconic television show Leave It to Beaver, has died following a recent cancer diagnosis. His family and representatives have confirmed the actor was 77. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.